The next patient is David Hargreave. The last name is H A R G R E A V E.
Do you have an encounter on
Hargreave? Did I? David Hargreave, the last name Hargreave, H-A-R-G-R-E-A-V-E, David. This is the clinical case of a 62-year-old white male that has a kidney transplant that was done in 2011 at the University of Tennessee. Period. The patient has been immunosuppressed with the administration of cyclosporine 125 milligrams BID, CellCept 750 milligrams BID, and prednisone on a daily basis. Period. The patient comes today for a follow-up, and the serum creatinine is up to 1.8 milligrams per cent, with an estimated EFR of 41. The albumin creatinine ratio is down to 616. That is the deterioration of the kidney function that could be related to arterial hypertension. For that reason, we are going to make changes in the treatment of the arterial hypertension. Could be also be associated to the high levels of cyclosporine at 205. Adjustment in the administration of the GEN graft will be 5 tablets in the morning and 4 in the afternoon. In other words, 125 milligrams in the morning and 100 milligrams in the afternoon. And we are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months. Number two, the BK virus is negative. Number three, the cyclosporine level up to 206. For that reason, we are going to make the above changes. Following number, the patient is with arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension has been lingering according to the blood pressure log that the patient brought. And the diastolic is in the 85s, 80s, and for that reason, we are going to stop the use of the labetalol and change him to atenolol, 25 milligrams PO, 2 times a day. And with the idea of improving the blood pressure and improving the proteinuria, we are going to start the patient in a low-dose irbesartan, 75 milligrams on a daily basis, and we will continue the follow-up. The patient was explained about the changes. They were given to the patient in a written fashion, and we'll reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. We spent in reviewing the case again 12 minutes in the face-to-face, 26 minutes, and the documentation 7 minutes.